Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my vodcast, The Master Keys to Creating Amazing Relationships, Part 1. The absolute number one master key to creating loving, joy-filled, prosperous, and happy relationships with everyone is to make no one responsible for your happiness but you. That means you take 100% responsibility for your own happiness. And your happiness is not dependent upon what anyone else does, positively or negatively. In other words, you do not look towards anyone else's behavior to determine how you're going to feel, which means you prepave your mood every day and you build a solid foundation of joy that is built upon your conscious, deliberate creation, your conscious and deliberate thoughts, and not upon anything or anyone outside of you. That means you finally leave judgment behind because you don't need anyone to act in any positive ways so that you can feel good and be happy, which means you don't have to judge anybody and condemn anybody to try to manipulate them to act differently so that you can feel better. And therefore, you no longer use judgment and condemnation as a tool to manipulate the behavior of others so that they will act in pleasing ways and make you happy. And now, because your mood is not dependent upon other people's behavior, you're no longer disappointed when people act in displeasing ways. And you now give people the freedom to be who and what they truly are and what they want to be without having to jump through your hoops to keep you happy and make you happy. In other words, you give people the absolute unconditional freedom to be 100% divinely selfish and focus on their own happiness rather than your happiness. Because again, you're responsible for your happiness. No one else is responsible for your happiness but you. And now, you can also enjoy the mastery of understanding that other people act in certain ways in your life based upon your expectations of them based on the law of attraction. And since you now know that, you can now start expecting people to act in joyful and generous and loving ways and caring ways, even if they do not typically act that way for even other people, because you expect it in your life. They act in joyful, generous, and loving ways to you because you expect it. But they don't act that way because you have somehow controlled them or manipulated them. They're acting that way because you just expect them to act that way. And they are, like all the rest of us, are part of the law of attraction, and they can't help but act in ways that you expect them to act. And it is more natural for people to act in nice, caring, and generous, and loving, and compassionate ways than to be complete scumbags. But if they do not act in joyful, generous, loving ways, it doesn't matter to you, and you give no attention to their negative, aggressive behavior because you understand that whatever you focus upon, the universe will give you more of that. So instead, you focus back upon yourself and your own desires for joy and generosity and compassion and love and prosperity, etc., etc., and look for that behavior wherever you can find it. And you look for the positive qualities in everyone, even if they are difficult to find, because you wish to inspire that positive behavior in others. Not so that you can be happy and prosperous necessarily, but so that they can be happy and prosperous. So you never blame others for how they are acting, because you understand that how other people are acting around you is only a reflection of how you are thinking in general. In other words, you're responsible for how other people are acting around you and how you are thinking about other people in general and what you are thinking about that specific person and what behavior you expect from them based upon their thinking is how people act around you, because the entire universe rearranges itself to accommodate your picture of reality, your beliefs about reality, and your expectations of reality. So a master of reality creation looks for and sees the best in people, even if they only show you their worst. You still look for the best. And this is the most powerful way to influence people to become happy, empowered, loving, and prosperous. Because seeing the best in people brings out the best in people. But seeing the worst in the people, of course, only brings out the worst in people. They have no choice but to be the universe rearranging itself to accommodate your perception of reality. And you get more of what you expect to see in life and in other people, because other people have no choice unless they are conscious, deliberate creators of reality, and they are consciously, deliberately creating their realities every day. Other people have no choice but to act in ways that you expect them to act, positively or negatively, because we are all, the entire universe, rearranging ourselves to accommodate each other's perceptions and beliefs about reality. The other master key to creating happy, prosperous, loving, and fulfilling relationships is you do not look towards others and how they are treating you to prove your worth. So number one, you don't look to other people to act in certain ways so that you'll be happy. You pre-pave your own way. You create your own joy, regardless of what anybody else is doing. And then number two is you do not look towards other people and how they're treating you to prove your worth. In other words, if you're getting other people's attention, then you feel good and you feel loved. In other words, you don't need other people's attention or approval or support to make you feel loved or worthy. A master of reality creation understands that worthiness is just a given. No one's worthiness has ever been in question, and no one's worthiness or lack of worthiness is ever even considered or judged or cataloged or compared to any standard by any divine force or divine being. Source, God, Goddess, all that is, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, does not judge anyone for any reason whatsoever. Judgment is a human creation that does not exist on the higher planes of divine existence. So there is nothing to prove to anyone for any reason. And because we all create our own realities and no one else can create for us, we don't need other people's approval or support or attention or focus, etc., etc., in order for us to create anything that we desire. We don't need anyone else's approval or support or agreement to be prosperous. We don't need anyone else's love and affection and attention and focus to feel loved and be loved, because love just is. We are love. So it's not even something you need to get, because you already are it. We don't really need love from anyone outside of ourselves. Because who we truly are as Source is love. We are love. At the core of our being, we are all unconditional love. And when you understand that and feel that, then the love and affection from others is just the icing on the cake of your natural, normal state of love that is completely independent of anyone outside of you. So that means your dreams and your desires are just about you and your joyful adventure of creation, not to reach some final pinnacle of achievement where you achieve the love and the praise and the admiration of others, which finally, you know, allegedly proves your worth. And that means you are now free to do whatever the fuck you want that brings you joy without having to jump through 1,000 moral hoops to please some jealous, angry God that doesn't really exist. Now you can do whatever feels good and know that whatever feels good, you as Source, you as God, if you want to use those old terminologies, 100% approves. If it feels good, then keep thinking that way. If it feels good, keep acting that way, because Source is thinking and feeling and acting in certain in that same direction. The biggest, most dastardly evil, idiotic, stupid, uneducated, ignorant, and unenlightened crap that the religions came up with is the absolutely ludicrous idea that if it feels good, then there must be something wrong with it. And the absolutely absurd notion of a judgmental puppet master of a god that grants favor to the moralistic goody-goody two-shoes but condemns the immoral baddies to eternal hellfire. It's all complete bullshit, poppycock, balderdash, which means great, you know, all that makes great movies, but is absolutely ridiculous and childish. Humans only came up with those absurd ideas because they were trained by their parents to act in pleasing ways to make them happy and avoid the wrath of mom and dad. And humans applied this please your parents or be punished scenario to God, as if God is so insecure that he needs us to act in certain ways to make him or her or it happy. Absolute, utter poppycock, balderdash, bollocks, male bovine excrement. Instead of believing they were made in God's image, source's image, which is unconditional love, humans remade God in its own jealous, insecure, gotta please mom and dad image and their fears of being punished for mom and dad for not acting in pleasing ways that make them happy. So there is nothing to prove to God or your lover or your wife or your husband or your mother or your father or your children or your boss or your government or your community, etc., etc. And there's nothing to prove to yourself either. So now you can finally be free to follow your own inner divine guidance that is guiding you to good feeling thoughts and good feeling experiences by how you are feeling. If you're feeling good, then you're on track and you are in alignment with your source. But if you're feeling crap, you're thinking bad feeling thoughts and being negative and limited and playing the victim game and the I'm powerless game and I'm helpless game and I'm depressed game, etc., etc. And you're out of alignment with source because source only sees you as perfect and empowered and worthy and priceless and talented and loving and caring and generous and masterful, etc., etc. So trying to prove your worth is absolutely ludicrous because your worth doesn't need proving and you can't prove your worth anyway because you and everyone are all perfect and divine and amazing and all-powerful and priceless and magnificent. In fact, you and everyone are all God. You're all source. You're all divinity. So trying to prove your worth is like trying to prove that God exists. It is a futile pursuit. There is no such thing as worthiness or unworthiness. Those two words only exist in the world of humans who believe they are puppets on a string being controlled by a puppet master God and who judges worthiness of others based on the behavior and beliefs as a way to determine their own happiness, sadness, or anger, and who have decided that a person's worthiness is determined by other people, not by themselves. But again, your worthiness is not in question. You are the epitome of worth. But you were trained away from it and punished away from your own priceless belief in your own self-worth by others who needed you to act in ways to ensure their happiness, not yours. But now you know that you are not in charge of other people's happiness and you are only in charge of your own, so you can stop trying to please everybody else. In fact, even if you could somehow manipulate yourself in a thousand ways to please everyone, it's not your behavior that ultimately makes anyone else happy in the first place. It's their own reaction to your behavior. So no one can actually make any other person's happy. It's only a matter of your choices, reactions, and beliefs about what other people can or cannot do for you and what you believe you can or cannot do for other people. And the same goes for love. It's all a matter of choices, reactions, and beliefs that you have about love and other people and what other people can or cannot do for you in regards to love. and what you believe you can or cannot do for other people in regards to love. You cannot give anything to anyone that they do not have the openness and ability to allow based on their own ability and openness to love themselves. The same goes for health or abundance or anything we would like to give to others. A person who does not believe that they deserve love or health or prosperity cannot receive those things from you, no matter how much you may wish to give them to them. Nothing can be imposed upon another, not even goodness. So, as much as people believe that they have an effect upon other people's lives, in truth, they do not, except in the sense of how people react to that behavior and what you're doing for them, to them, or against them. So how do you get to a place where you no longer feel a need to act in certain ways to make other people happy so that you can finally be free? And how do you get to a place where you no longer desire other people to act in certain ways to please you so that they can be free? You must decide that the most important thing in your life is your own happiness, because your own happiness is the only thing you have any control over. You have no control over the happiness, health, safety, prosperity, or fulfillment of anyone else. So give up that desire to control other people's lives, because even if you want goodness for other people, you're still trying to control their lives. And by surrendering that control, by giving up control over other people, you now de-stress your own life by 10 trillion times and allow yourself to feel, finally, to feel that relief. You've now surrendered control over something that you never, ever had any control over in the first place. And now you can just focus on your own feeling state, the only thing you have any control over. Now you can just focus on feeling good no matter what. Now your life has become extremely simple. Life can be simple and is simple if you get this. All you have to be concerned about is, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? Do I feel good? Yes, great. I'm on track. Keep doing that. Keep thinking that way. Keep doing that behavior. Do I feel good? Yes, great. I'm in tune with my source. My source is thinking in the same way. I'm in alignment with source. I'm in alignment with creation. I'm in alignment with the law of attraction. I'm in alignment with my own desires. Again, do I feel good? No. Oops. I've been entertaining some bad feeling thoughts. Oh, shit. What have I been thinking about? I've been thinking about how I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough loving, or I don't have enough sex, or I'm not getting treated like I want to be treated, etc. I'm not getting enough respect. Nobody loves me. Okay, time to pivot and refocus my thoughts upon what I do want and stop focusing on what I don't want. Easy peasy. Because when I'm clear about what I don't want, I'm never more clear about what I do want. So you gotta prepave your own vibration and your own happiness by building a foundation of good feeling thoughts every single day, every single morning. You gotta build a positive mindset foundation so that you build a positive vibration. And the indication of that positive vibration is that you feel good, even if others around you do not feel good. And even if bad things that are happening in other people's lives around you or in the world, it doesn't matter. Because your vibration is what creates your reality, and you create that positive vibration with your positive thoughts that feel good when you think about them. And you do that by building that foundation one brick at a time every morning, by reserving an hour of power every day before you get up and do anything that is completely, divinely, selfishly dedicated just for you and you only, and for your alignment, where you meditate and affirm your desires and visualize your dreams And to assist you with that, I emphatically recommended my amazing, out of control, legendary Master Keys of Success and the Daily Success Rituals audio and video series available at masterkeysofsuccess.com. Of course, there will be a link in this video. So build your foundation of joy and abundance every day, and every day of your life, you will create more joy and love and success and wealth and abundance and fun and excitement and health and well-being and absolutely amazing relationships, because you have built a foundation upon the most important relationship in your life. And that is your relationship with your own source and your own natural joy, your own natural state of joy and love and well-being and abundance. And that is the only relationship you have any creative control over. And by building that love affair with yourself, now your other relationships with everyone else becomes amazing, naturally. And now you can see everyone for who and what they truly are, regardless of their beliefs or actions, that they are all amazing and divine and perfect. So regardless of how they're expressing themselves, how they're, you know, living their lives, even if their lives are crappy, you can still see them as amazing and divine and perfect, just how they are and everyone is. By being guided by their own spirits and their natural state of goodness and well-being and abundance, you just see that. So get out there and thrive and prosper to show others that they can thrive and prosper too. And do not shrink yourself in any way to try to, you know, shrink yourself down to other people's levels so that they can hear you and see you. That does not serve you or them in any way. You cannot help other people become well with your sickness. You cannot help other people prosper with your poverty. The only way you can help anyone is to thrive in their face and shine your magnificent light to influence others to believe that they can thrive and prosper too. So I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them in these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so that you get notifications when I post a new video. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering videos, podcasts, and other goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!